This program was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Every Day is an Event. I'm your host, Beth Benson, and we are so excited that you're listening today. We have some very exciting things coming up this summer. Graduation has happened. People are ready to party for the summer. So I am excited about our episode today. We have a very special guest, somebody I've known since they were born, Miss Ellis McBride, and she has opened up a wonderful new clothing store in downtown Ripley. I'm going to let her introduce herself, and then we'll talk about ways that we've celebrated this week. Ellis, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I graduated from Ripley last year.
Okay.
And I just turned 19 last week.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Northeast for a semester, and then I decided that it wasn't quite for me.
That's okay.
So then I just talked to my mom, and we decided that we're just going to go with it. And then I opened Four West the end of March.
The end of March. So you've been a young entrepreneur for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
How's it been?
It's fun. It's something new every day. Some days are busy or they're really slow, but...
But it's been good so far.
Yeah,
okay, good. Ellis, we always open the show by saying ways that we've celebrated the past week. And I know that you have had a big celebration this past week. So tell our listeners how you celebrated.
At the store, we have had 19% off of everything that's in the store for my birthday.
Because you just turned 19.
Yes.
So y'all heard it here, everybody. You can be a 19-year-old.
And own a business.
And own a business. Open up a brand new business and own it and rock it.
Yes.
Congratulations, Ellis. So y'all had 19% off. What'd you do besides be at the store for your birthday?
We went to Tupelo to eat, and we also went to the cabin on Friday and had a little party. So
fine.
That was fun.
Love it. Love it. Okay. So what we're going to talk about today are events that are coming up in the summertime. The one that's going to be coming up in Ripley this weekend is our Blues Block Party. So the Blues Block Party is whenever a lot of different people from Northeast Mississippi come and hear these blues musicians that are part of the North Mississippi Hill Country blues scene. So it's a fun night. We had our very first one last year, and it was so awesome that we're deciding to do it every single year and start having it annually. Ellis, I think you were there last year.
I was, and I was up there dancing with Cedric's
brother
or something.
So actually, it's Gary Burnside who's in charge of the whole event. Gary,
I got on stage with him at Rafters last about in October.
Awesome. Okay. Yes. So Gary is Cedric's uncle, even though their age is very, like, very close together. It's confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, they're related. Cedric has won a Grammy. Gary has been nominated for Grammys. They're just both awesome musicians. So we're excited to have them here in Ripley. It's a good event that's about to come up. What we want to talk about with Ellis today, though, is what do you wear to a music festival?
Okay, I went to Memphis in May about 2 weekends ago, and a really staple piece that majority of everybody had on was denim shorts.
Okay.
And really fun, like, shirts with, like...
Bright colors? Is that what fun means?
Yes.
Or, like...
So or, like, fun graphic tees.
Okay, so some shirts have, like, bands on them.
Yes.
Okay, so that would be a fun shirt.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And then I think it, like, depends on what kind of music you're going to watch. So, like, if I were to go, you know, to a rap something, I would, like, you know, maybe wear a little bit of leather, some sneakers or something.
Yes. What about to a blues?
I would wear, like, denim shorts or, like, mom ripped jeans and, like, some sandals and, like, either a flowy shirt or, like, just a plain shirt with some fun jewelry.
Love it. What about your hair? Like, do you always put your hair up because you're going to get hot and sweaty in the summer at a summertime concert?
I have been loving, like, slicking it back in a bun.
Okay.
But in, like, some hoops or something.
Okay.
But, like, I feel like if I was going to, like, a Mississippi... You know, music festival, I would like, you know, some curls or something.
Okay, awesome. And it's at nighttime. Oh, it's at, like, late afternoon.
Yeah.
So it might be cooler then, too. So you said if you're going to a Mississippi festival, what other festivals do you know of that are around here that some of our listeners might want to go to this summer?
The Hangout Fest is coming up the end of May.
And that's in Gulf Shores, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that's more like swimsuit, shorts.
Beach attire.
Yeah, beach attire. Mm-hmm. And that would be really fun, too. It's, like, ranges from, you know, rap to country and all that. So
yes. So a wide variety of music at that festival,
yes.
Not just blues like it will be this weekend. What about, like, country music concerts?
I just went to a Cody Johnson concert not too long ago, and I had on, like, a white silk two-piece set, some boots and a hat.
Did you get it from your store?
Yes, I did.
Ellis, tell us why your store is named Four West.
Me and my best friend, we grew up literally a pasture apart, and we would, like, meet in the middle, and we opened it together, so we were like, you know, what is, like, us, you know?
Yes.
And so our address is Highway 4 West, so we took the 4 West, and...
I love that.
made it a deal.
Yes, love it. Okay, so the clothes that you've been wearing to your concerts or to your festivals that you've been going to, are they? Can people purchase those outfits at your store?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Ella, so your outfits are coming from your store. Can you give us an example? And maybe our listeners can't see us. They can just hear us. So describe some of the outfits that you sell in your store.
I have lots of like two-piece sets, silk skirts, and like matching tops to go with it. We have mom jeans and ripped jeans, crop shirts, but we also have stuff for different ages.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We have lots of dresses for young and older people.
Okay, like even that you could wear to church.
Yes, church and going out, weddings, formals.
Love it. And you have cute jewelry.
Yes.
Okay, Ellis, all that sounds awesome. If I was going to a festival this weekend, a music festival, one thing that I, in my old age, have learned is that my feet start hurting. So what kind of shoes would you suggest to wear to a concert?
To a concert?
And festival.
Okay, I wore like some Nike sneakers and they were really comfortable.
Okay.
Or like platform sandals because they had more cushion.
That's right. Okay, what about bags? If you're outside all day and you're at a festival and you're going to have to carry around your phone, you're going to have to carry around your cash, and you might have an extra pair of shoes, what kind of bag would you suggest taking?
I would take like a fanny pack, like a cute.
Oh,
and, like,
really? Because I would not.
Yes.
Okay,
and
so
like,
tell us why you
really,
take a fanny pack.
It's really in style to wear the fanny pack not around your waist.
Okay.
But drape it like a crossbody part.
Oh, okay.
So,
I might do that.
Yes. So that's what I did when I went to Memphis in May.
Okay. So they allowed you to just carry any bag. You didn't have to have a clear bag.
Well, it had to be like a certain size or clear.
Okay, gotcha. Because a lot of places now, on sporting events and different things, and I bet some of the festivals that are going to be going on this summer, you do have to have a clear bag.
Yes.
So that might be something you should think about putting
at the store. I'm going to market, so I'll get it.
Yes, get me some clear bags.
Yes.
I know at the football games, I'm going to need a clear bag. Okay, Ellis, tell us, you mentioned going to market. What does that mean?
Okay, so during spring break, we went to Dallas, me and my mom and my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the World Trade Center of Dallas, and it's 14 stories.
Uh-huh.
And I would say about 100, probably like 50,000 different booths.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yes.
And so like, were you even able to see everything?
No, because the first few are like babies and stuff that Gift a Gab would have.
Okay.
Like home stuff.
Gotcha.
And then like once you get to like not 10th, 11th, it's like women's clothes.
Okay.
And then the farther you go up, it's like men's and shoes.
Okay. That's good to know. So how did you choose whenever you were at market what you were going to carry at Four West?
Well, I had an idea, like just like my style, because like my style isn't really big in Ripley.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually terrified when I went in there because there was like so much. I was like, there's no way.
Yeah.
And I just started on a random aisle and started walking down. I was like, if I like it, I'm going to go in there. Because they had mannequins on the outside. So I was like, if I like what's on the mannequin, I'll go in. If I don't, then I'm going to keep walking.
Right. Okay. So that's good.
And I also had a list of like stuff, events, and different kinds of people. So like I had, you know, weddings, church, showers, graduation.
Gotcha. Yes. That's a good idea to go in with all the different events that
are coming.
Yeah.
And then I had like my friends, because Reese and I don't have the same style.
So you wanted to not only buy stuff that you would wear. You wanted to make sure you had things that a bunch of different people would wear.
Yeah, like on a paper, I'd be like, would Mary like this? Would Reese like this? You
okay,
know?
I like
would
that.
Would Leah like this? Would Carol? So,
okay, yeah. Love it. We've had Leah and Carol on the show, so shout out to them. Okay, so Ellis, this show's about making every day an event. You've told us how to dress for summer events that are coming up. I think a big event is whenever a young person opens up a store. Give us one or two tips for other 19-year-olds who are thinking about opening up their own business.
Do not be scared.
Okay.
Don't let anything intimidate you and look at other people that are way older and way more successful than you, because they also started from the bottom, you know?
That's right.
So you have to work yourself up, and you can't, you know, get your hopes up or let yourself down, think you're not doing a good job, because you just got to wake up and start over and keep on working every day.
And if it's something that you love, it's going to feel like it's not a job anymore.
Oh, no. I haven't. Since spring break, I have not felt like I've worked a day in my life. So.
Okay, good. I love it. Everybody, wasn't Ellis awesome? She is so great. If you want some cool clothes to wear, visit her store, Four West. It's on South Main Street in Ripley. She's awesome. If you have a business that you're wanting to start and you're a young person, I would suggest contacting Ellis and asking her a bunch of questions and getting to know what she's done for the past few months to open up Four West. Thanks so much, Ellis. We're glad that you joined
us
today. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for listening. We hope you could hear us at 11, but if you didn't, make sure to catch us on the podcast version of the episode, you can do that by going to theshark1023.com, clicking on the interview tab, and taking a listen, or you can download our podcast wherever you listen. We hope everybody has a great week. Tune in next week to hear how to make every day an event.